Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1010, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we were in middle, we're in our Siminis Reish Yud Aleph, the dinim of Kedima, Bebrachos, Beperis, and so on, which Brachos comes first, and so on, and which type of fruit comes first as we are going down the line. So we finished off last Shir. We were in middle of, in our Siminis Reish Yud Aleph, in the Oitzer, Sefer Oitzer Alachas, Ois Dalid, in reference to Shalom and not shalom. If somebody has complete fruit and not a complete fruit, so we said obviously if the fruits are basically on the same level, let's say you have a orange and an apple, right? So yeah, they're both in front of you, right? And one is complete, one is not complete, one is half or whatever the case might be. I cut it in half. They're not from the. We're not talking about right now the shivas aminim like I want to get to shortly, but two regular fruits, orange, apple, or the like, or a pear and a plum, right? One is complete, one is not. So you want to make the bracha on a complete fruit. As long as the fruits are on the same level, categorically in our halacha, in other words, which fruits come first, they're all basically on the same level. A pear and a plum are basically on the same level. It's not from the shivas aminim or anything along those lines. And I like them both the same, and I want to eat them both, you know, basically I'll be eating them at the same time. So which bracha should I make? But one of them is cut in half, one of them is whole, right? One of them is pieces of the fruit, let's say. Sometimes a person has a cut up apple. I have cut up apple, fine, but I have a whole plum, right? So which one you want to make the bracha on? You want to make the bracha on the complete item, the shalem. So just real quickly to finish off, we were in the middle last time of Ois Dalet and the Oitzer Halachas, Vim HaShalem. Oh, but then there's a little bit of a change, but now we're going to see if it's Shiva, one of the fruits are from the Shiva Saminim, Vim HaShalem, Enoi Min Shiva, if the fruit that's complete, let's say a plum, I'm just giving examples, but applies to anything. If the fruit that's complete, that's Vim HaShalem, Min Shiva, the complete fruit, let's say the plum, is not from the Shivas Aminim. It's a plum, it's a pear, or something along those lines. V'ho Einai Shalem, and the one that is not complete, let's say a grape, right? A grape which is from the Shivas Aminim, or a fig that we mentioned last time, one cut in half, or whatever the case might be. V'ho Einai Shalem, and the one that's not complete, I have in front of me these two fruits. Which one should I make the bracha on? The complete fruit or the not complete? So again, the complete fruit is not from the Shivas Aminim, right? Pear or plum. For example, again, Vo'ena Shalom, and the one that's not complete, so that's the complete fruit, but the one that's not complete, the one that's cut open, let's say, if Vo'ena Shalom is Min Shiva, is from the Shiva Saminim, is from the Min Shiva. When we keep on saying Min Shiva, Min Shiva is the ones, those fruits that are found in the Pasuk, which again, we're going to talk about those various fruits in the Pasuk itself, how exactly to work with the fruits, if you have only fruits in front of you from the Pasuk, that are found in that Pasuk. But Lamaisa, one is from, so when we say Min Shiva, those are from the fruits that are the pasuk where the Torah, if you want to call it praise, Mishabura talks about praises Eretz Yisrael, and those fruits are on a higher level. Therefore, when we have those fruits, we say grapes, figs, pomegranates, and so on. When you have those fruits in front of you, you have dates also. When you have those fruits in front of you, so that those are the fruits that you want to make the bracha on, and that bracha of Ha'etz should go on the other fruits which are not from the Min Shiva, quote unquote Min Shiva. And what we're saying over here, that when we're dealing with Shalem or not, complete or not, even though the fruit that's from the Min Shiva, that higher level fruit, is cut in half, so it's not complete. One second, but I have a pear, or I have a plum, or I have a different fruit that is complete, so maybe I should take the one that's complete? No, the answer is no. The Min Shiva comes first. Those fruits on the higher level, the higher category would come first, and one should make the Boirei Priha Eitz. You're not making two brachas. Don't forget, we're keeping in mind, we're making one bracha, Boirei Priha Eitz, on everything, right? Have apples, have plums, have grapes, have whatever the case is, but one of them is from the Shiva Saminim, is from the Min Shiva. So I'm making one Eitz on everything, so you take the one from the Min Shiva, that higher level fruit that's mentioned in the Pasuk. You take that one, even though it's not a shalom, it's not a complete fruit, then you make the bracha on that and have in mind the other fruits. I do want to mention offhand, just real quickly outside, which we'll talk about, if the fruit from the Min Shiva and that high level fruit is not ripe, okay, it is brought down in halacha, if it's not ripe yet, so then that would not fall into the category of Min Shiva. It has to be a regular ripe fruit brought down the pasuk from the Min Shiva. Okay, so let's say our typical example, which many people eat all the time, is grapes. Everybody eats grapes, right? So you have a half a grape and you have a full plum, so you make the bracha, the Boirei Priha Eitz, on the half a grape. Yaktim bivorech, he says, Yisefer Oizalacha, Oizalacha, Yaktim bivorech, ala min shiva. You want to make the bracha on the min shiva. And even though, v'mashalem einai min shiva, even though the complete fruit is there in front of you, but since it's not from the min shiva, we take the one that is from the min shiva, even though it's only half or cut up or whatever the case might be. It's not a shalem, it's not complete. Okay, so then it just ends off. Im shneim shalem, if they're both complete, or shneim einay shalem, or they're both not complete, as I varich al hachaviv. Oh, so now we're seeing a little bit of a new thing, which we want to get into possibly next year. Then you want to take the one that is a person desires. So the question is, desires now? Why always desire? So in other words, the one that he likes better, that's chaviv to him, right? It's more precious, it's fonder. The right word actually is fonder for him. I don't want to say at that time, because we'll see what it means. What is machlekes in the Rishonim, what it means chaviv. Does it mean, in other words, it's I like it better all the time, just now I'm in the mood of the other one? Or is it a fruit that I like better now, and not necessarily all the time would I like this fruit more? But we'll see that. But in any case, just to end off today's shir, v'im shneim shalom, if both fruits in front of you are complete, right? And it's not shiva, because if you have shiva, again, if you have two fruits in front of you, you have a grape and a plum, and they're both complete, so of course you're going to take the min shiva. You're going to take the grape, right? I have a pomegranate and I have a plum. I'm a pomegranate and an apple, right? Of course you're going to take the pomegranate, because that's min shiva. That comes first. So the thing we wanted to say today is, even we take the min shiva, even if it's not complete, but im shneim shalom, let's say I have two fruits in front of me and they're both complete. I have an apple and a plum, let's say. I have an orange and a pear, right? V'm shneim shalem. So which fruit do I take to make the bracha on? Shneim eina shalem. They're both not complete, and or they're both yeah complete. So in other words, shalem complete comes before chaviv. But now let's say they're both complete or they're both not complete. As I yivarech al hachaviv, then we're going to make the bracha on the chaviv, the one that I like better, the one that I'm more fond of. Okay, thank you for listening. Atzlocham bracha. We'll finish off. We'll go further next year. Be'ezras Hashem. Kol tov.